It's Thursday, October 3, 2024.
What responsibility would the Trump administration have to try and reduce the impact of climate change?
After another climate disaster, climate change was front and center at the vice presidential debate. Plus,
power and water is out, and we're entering a desperate situation.
Climate disaster Hurricane Helene, now the second deadliest storm in modern U.S. history.
All of those ongoing disasters and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Nobody can deny the impact of climate crisis anymore. At least I hope they don't. They must be brain dead if they do.
Ding, ding, ding. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I'm sure you're going to talk about whether J.D. Vance proved to be brain dead at Tuesday night's vice presidential debate when it comes to climate. But first, to that climate disaster in the U.S. Southeast.
Yes, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday separately toured states hit hard by Hurricane Helene. Biden ordered 1,000 active duty troops to assist with efforts to deliver aid to remote mountain communities destroyed by the storm's catastrophic flooding. As we go to air, more than 190 people are confirmed dead across six states, making Helene the second deadliest hurricane in modern U.S. history, second only to Hurricane Katrina. Hundreds remain missing. More than a million customers are still without power, which could take weeks to restore in some areas. Lack of electricity and the storm's demolition of water system infrastructure has also created a drinking water crisis in North Carolina. Hurricane Helene's massive devastation put man-made climate change up front at the sole vice presidential debate of the critical 2024 election on Tuesday.
So there's that.
Between Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. CBS News moderator Nora O'Donnell, on the heels of Hurricane Helene, cited scientific evidence that climate change is intensifying hurricanes to ask Vance how a potential Trump administration would reduce climate impacts. Instead, Vance denied the science.
This idea that carbon emissions drives all of the climate change. Well, let's just say that's true, just for the sake of argument, so we're not arguing about weird science.
Weird science.
Yeah, it's not weird science. It's fact. The global scientific consensus is that humanity's emissions of CO2 from burning fossil fuels are the primary driver of global warming. Then Vance literally described the policies of the Biden-Harris administration.
Well, if you believe that, what would you want to do? The answer is that you'd want to reshore as much American manufacturing as possible, and you'd want to produce as much energy as possible in the United States of America. We should be making more of those solar panels here in the United States of America.
So, in other words, exactly what the Biden-Harris administration is already doing.
Yes, I wanted to yell at Vance. Good news. We are. The Democrats' landmark climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act, which all Republicans, including Vance, voted against, has restored U.S. manufacturing, bringing more than $350 billion of new investment in domestic clean energy manufacturing alone, from solar panels to batteries and more, and has revitalized the U.S. auto industry through electric vehicle manufacturing.
Well, see, there's the problem. It's clean energy. That's where J.D. Vance has a problem, I think.
Well, yes. The U.S. today is also the world's number one producer of oil and gas, a fact that Vance knows, and he also knows that U.S. renewable energy is also booming.
He just doesn't care.
Drill, baby, drill.
Vance also lied that more drilling could somehow immediately lower energy prices for consumers, which is untrue because it is traded on the global market. For his part, Governor Walz did not refer to scientists' warnings that we need to accelerate the transition away from fossil fuels to avoid even worse catastrophic impact. But Walz did focus on the impacts of extreme weather on the nation's farmers and the need to harden critical infrastructure against climate impacts through the climate law. Walz focused on the ongoing boom from the Biden-Harris administration's policies.
Reducing our impact is absolutely critical, but this is not a false choice. You can do that at the same time you're creating the jobs that we're seeing all across the country. We are seeing us becoming an energy superpower for the future, not just the current. And that's what absolutely makes sense.
Walz also pushed back against Vance's call to seize federal lands for housing.
Are we going to drill and build houses in the same federal land?
Sure, whatever, as long as we make money from that federal land.
The debate highlighted again the stark choice between two very different, very divergent futures. The climate consequences of this election are enormous, and the choices that voters make will reverberate for generations to come.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Is this land made?